This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. In fact, I know you are because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. I am prepared for this Sunday's slamming, if you will, of emails. I don't know where this tradition came. It came from you, the listeners, all around the nation and the world, to somehow, for whatever reason, start emailing me on Sunday afternoon Pacific time. It usually starts around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when I first start getting a little trickle, and all of a sudden it starts to turn out to be a flood by about 3. Now, of course, on the East Coast, that's 6 p.m. So apparently, I don't know, a lot of things going on at 6 o'clock on the East Coast, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. But I get all these, it's the weirdest thing. So I really do appreciate this weirdest thing. And, you know, more and more people are, of course, listening to and tuning into Agenda 21 Radio. So we welcome all of your listeners, all the new listeners to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're, of course, one of the top 10 radio shows on TalkStream Live, top talkers out of 85 digitally streamed radio shows worldwide. And proud to be, of course, associated with Red State Talk Radio. It is the largest, live radio talk show format in the world. 36 hours of live talk radio streamed to you every single day. I know, listen, remember I say this 24/7, you know, 365 news cycle? We just changed it. It's 36 hours now. Forget this 24-hour business. It's 36 hours if you're in the world of Red State Talk Radio. You see, we have two streams. Hello. I don't want to fake you out. I know. With all this false science going on out there, and incredible data that it's coming at you that's falsely put together by these various scientists who like climate change. Oh, yes. No. We are not. We are all about transparency. We are not going to fool you here on Jedha 21 Radio. We have two streams and soon to be 48 hours as we get more talk show hosts. We're a magnet. It's kind of like back in the day when I used to have my golden retriever and I used to walk when I was single up around Lake Tahoe and walk my golden retriever. Boy, what a chick magnet he was. That's what's happening to Red State Talk. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that word. But my golden retriever, oh boy, what a chick magnet. Oh, we just love this golden retriever. Anyway, welcome to the show. We got a lot of things going on. Again, another fast-moving news day of that 24/7, 365 news cycle that we are on constantly. And, where do we start? We're at Target Rich. Remember, it's that day again, so we'll be liberally going to the main websites here that we usually use on. I got to tell you something. I use a host of websites to pull information from, do stories and so on. And oftentimes I'll get a story, and what happens is I call the people that do the story to find out more information. So that I do that for a couple of reasons. The obvious reason, number one, to check the data. You know, there's this thing called fact checking, you know, story checking. And I get people who call me and they say, will you double check me on this and call my source and, you know, ask the questions. You're going to be the fact check. I've done that before. People do it on me all the time. I don't mind that at all. Now, one of the things that we're really out there on, I tell you, on Agenda 21 Radio, and again, we love the notion that we are one of the top conspiracy theorist, conspiracy factualist radio shows going right now. We take a lot of pride in that. And we encourage everybody to be wearing the tinfoil hat at all times because, you know, we encourage thinking. we encourage thinking here on the radio show. We really do. None of this stuff where we're just going to blow you away with facts and data and you're just going to spew it out. No, we want you to think about these things. And we want you to dig deep also. So we're really out there right now on this whole fire situation in California. And this came to our light, actually. And if you go to my website, agenda21radio.news, you can actually see the instance in which all this has just evolved. It just so happened, I was up at Oroville Dam, and this was in July. Now, we're checking the water levels because, you know, we don't trust the Department of Water Resources in the state of California. Absolutely not. They're criminals. These people are absolute criminals, and they're engaging in criminal behavior right now as we speak. And Jerry Brown, the whole nine yards. It's a criminal operation in California. And the California Department of Water Resources is just right there with everybody. I mean, they're the ones, and I tell you, they're the ones that almost killed me on February 12th, along with perhaps as many as a million people in California. So I take it real serious about. I've been up there now probably 47 times since the damn incidents, I think. I've got a little thing in my truck out there. I just keep marking it. That's how many times, I just mysteriously show up at various places. But so that day, it was, I believe, July 7th, I was standing there where atop the observation tower in the visitor center at Oroville Dam. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going to do a little Facebook thing, and I'm going to talk, you know, and I got my little selfie stick out there, and I'm waving it around. I said, okay, let's just adjust yourself. You're standing up here, and you got the background, you know, you can see the forest behind you. And all of a sudden, I kind of point the viewfinder in a certain way. I look, and there I am. I'm going, God, man, what a dude. I'm wearing my sunglasses. Look really cool. And I notice a huge plume of smoke starting to come up in the background. And I said to myself, what in the world is that? So I turned around, and it's a new fire. It's called the Wall Fire. Now, this fire starts erupting right behind me, and I'm going, wait a minute. So I took a picture, and that picture is now on the website. But it was the first of 22 fires that started that day. Now, don't you think that's a little odd? All of a sudden, 22 fires start up. But it wasn't really odd when you put it in the context of Jerry Brown, because he was doing what? He was campaigning for a new tax. And in the campaign of the new tax, he was offering a deal for all these people who had just had, several years before, by him, foisted upon them out in all the rural counties, a new fire tax. And he was going to use that fire tax as part of the, hey, we'll take that fire tax out for all the rural counties and everybody will be happy, but you got to introduce this tax and that'll just cover it. Really? Of the, there were 23 fires at the end of that day, at the beginning of the next day. Only one had been started by natural causes up in Siskiyou County. The rest, UI, unidentified, is how they put it in Forest Service talk. Do you think I'm a little bit suspicious about what's going on over there in Napa and Sonoma and Yuba counties and the high death rate? And by the way, this is where we're really out on this. We've made a prediction that there's going to be a high number of fatalities. We're not backing down from the prediction, especially after last night, after I made several calls to Sonoma County. A lot of people have not been found. They're still missing. Chris Street said 2 days ago, 670 people still missing. And they haven't reported in anywhere. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Prepared for any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, New California. Yeah, we're broadcasting, actually, from New California, believe it or not. Yeah, the new state that's going to be formed in California. Forget the secessionist business. And we'll be talking about that, actually, in the third hour. Very, very interesting stories that are coming out of the various papers here in California that are really kind of pushing that secessionist movement, you know. Right. Not going to happen. Not on my time. Or yours. Anyways, we're broadcasting from New California. So, anyway, visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. You get all the information. You can contact the number there, 530-870-8569. Not during the show. You can contact that number anytime and leave a message. We'll get back to you also. Make sure you fill out the contact form for newcaliforniastate.com. It's down at the bottom down there. All right. What is really, truly going on with all these fires? We are going to give you this spiel in this segment because we got a lot of other news going on. We're doing some research. We've put out the attack dogs, if you will, of researchers here on Agenda 21 Radio. We are going to get to the real bottom of this. But getting back to my story about the wall fire, that picture, you know, we became very, very suspicious why so many fires all across the state suddenly started at one time. Now, here's the deal in Sonoma. Here's the deal in Napa, in Mendocino County, and in Yuba County, and down in Orange County. These fires started very suddenly as well. And we want to know why. And I'll tell you what, the information is starting to look as sketchy and confusing and as bizarro as what we're finding in Las Vegas. We're going to be talking about Las Vegas too, but boy, isn't that story changing? Hello? Can anybody tell the truth? It's what's really amazing. The day after, on that Monday, we came out and we told you what was going on, and guess what? They're running around, scurrying around, and they don't have all these different stories. And in fact, I mean, we're talking about law enforcement, FBI, Mandalay Bay, and so on. And guess what? They're all starting to run around and fit into that nice little story that I was telling on Monday of last week. Yeah. I mean, it's we are so used now to these false flag activities that we get it now. We totally understand where it's coming from and who's doing it. It's, you know, after a while, it's been repetitious. So, gosh, even guys like me can figure out where this is all coming from, and more people are too. Now, that brings me to Sonoma. I made several phone calls to my friends down there in Sonoma and Napa and Mendocino, and one thing is very, very disturbing. We came out based upon Tom Reed, who's a resident, and he's also a firefighter, and he's not speaking for any firefighter institutions or anything like that. He was speaking as a private citizen because he was hearing on the radio there. In that local area, he was listening to scanners and so on, and the information that he was getting, and we qualified this information. We said that this is how we're getting it, and I'm telling you how we got it. It was coming directly from various scanners and policing and firefighting agencies that were actually engaged in the fight. And now Tom right now is actually on the fire line, from what I understand. So this is not just some like crazy thing going on here. I was talking to him, and I said, "What is the count of deaths so far?" I said, because I was blown away. Chris Street had just told me before it came out in Breitbart News that there were about 670, maybe 700 people that are missing at the time. So this was like Wednesday. Yeah, it is Friday right now. It was Wednesday. So I said to him, I said, "Tom, what's up with that?" I'm sorry, this was Tuesday. And he said, "Well, what we're getting is we're getting information that there's a lot of people dead." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "We're starting to hear that." So a little bit later on in the day, we started talking again, and he had heard conversations going on amongst firefighters at the time. And now this is where I want to qualify this. This is unverifiable from our standpoint. We want to be very, very, very clear here. And he said that they were counting as many as 370 people that had died. And they used the word died. I said, "My God." But there were still like almost 700 people still total missing. And he also said that what they're hearing is that maybe some of those bodies have been counted twice. That's that conversation going on. So that's where we stood. And we're going, my God, this could just be unbelievable if that number of people died. Now, this is what we're getting. So far to date, they're saying 31 people have died. You notice it started out as like 9 and then 11 and 12 and so on. This is what we are understanding, and I'm giving you the amalgam of six different people in conversations that I had within those counties last night, yesterday afternoon and last night. There's still places that have not been checked. We're talking about residences, and if you look at the pictures and so on, I was just in there over there a week ago, actually 2 weeks tomorrow. And I gave a speech there in Santa Rosa. And I was, my biologist mind was going to the plant life because it's a beautiful place and the vegetation is just wonderful there. And I kept on saying, you know, gosh, we're still seeing all this dried up brush everywhere, no matter where you go. It's, and not the brush itself, but, you know, also the scrub oaks and the various other small plants, broadleaf plants, they look like they're in a drought still. And of course, that's the desiccant, you know, from overspraying and so on, that they're doing with these chemtrails and all this other stuff. And it never dawned on me that there would be a fire there, of course, but in the canyons and the hollows there in Santa Rosa is where the disaster is. But if you take a look at the pictures, it looks like a nuclear bomb has been detonated in several, I mean, the whole place. It's just devastated. Houses turned to ash, literally. And it's in those facilities, in those foundations, if you will, apparently what they're telling me is that there's still a lot of bodies out there. And we can expect it to go higher. I'm not going to put out the number that I was told. I just am not right now. Just I have a number that I was told last night, a range. And the bottom end of the range is 200. And I pray that it's 200. I hope it's no more than what we have right now. I really do. I'm just devastated. Because I'm sure I've been trying to get a hold of some friends up there, and there's no answer. And this is what it was described to me as, which is very, very chilling. And for me and some of the people I know up there, people have not called into people. Relatives have been calling into evacuation centers, and these people are not there. And I guess they're trying to make some sort of list from the people that are calling around to the evacuation centers. But it's still going to take a physical list, a physical walk around to all these different residences. Most of the people that are deceased are people starting in ages from 57 on to 90 years old. That seems to be the age group. They could not get out of the houses. Now, here is the big deal, and this is where it draws into Oroville. Another call I got from a retired district attorney. A retired district attorney who is not happy one little bit with what he's been seeing. Now, we're talking about these people that are in charge of, like, the Office of Emergency Services. Oh, Jerry Brown, the governor's office. I'm sorry. Let me give you the whole flipping title. It's the governor's Office of Emergency Services. Shocking. I'm shocked that aren't you shocked that we're talking about Jerry Brown here? And this is the deal. This is what happened. Same thing in Oroville. I said, when I started talking to him yesterday morning, I said, this just stinks like Oroville Dam all over again. Because I heard about the conversations where the sheriffs were running up to the houses, knocking on the doors of these people saying, get out, get out, get out. You got 10 minutes. People were just stunned and go, okay, we're getting out. They get out the door and the fire's already engulfed the house. Something went wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Something went wrong. Now, let me tell you what went wrong, which sounds a lot like Oroville, doesn't it? Like me being trapped in my house when the dam is about to break. And as well as a million other people, by the way. By that time, when the dam was supposed to break, you had 200,000 out of the road because a sheriff made a heroic decision because the Department of Water Resources was not going to tell anybody that the dam was about to break. And they did the same thing in Sonoma and Napa and Mendocino counties. And now we might have a large number of people dead. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. Big story. This is the big story. We don't know what the body count is. It's rising. And as the realization starts to settle in, what they're doing right now with the news, and this is the thing that really ticks me off, is they're playing right along with Jerry Brown. Yeah, they're just playing around with it. They know there's large numbers of people. They just don't want to break it to us. They're going to break it to us slowly. They're lying to us. They've known about 31 for a while, but we're just going to break it to you slowly because we want to help the brother out. We want to help the brother out. Now let's talk about why there are so many people that are dead. 31. Let's go with 31. I think that's a hell of a number out there. I think it's an outrageous number. I think one's an outrageous number, given the fact, don't get me going. Now, listen, I used to do these emergency planning things with counties and everything. I get all this. I get what goes on. That's why my friend, the former district attorney, called me and said, this is just criminal. What's going on? I said, yes, I would agree. This is a story that has been taken down. There's been several iterations, apparently, of this story up on YouTube, but taken down by YouTube, of course. Taken down by YouTube. Here it is. Emergency alerts draw complaints in fast-moving wildfires. I'm getting this from the Herald Whig. It's an AP story as well. SACB, San Francisco Chronicle, reported it as well. This is an amalgam of the story that Paul Elias and Michael R. Blood are the authors. This is as the story goes. I'm going to read it to you so you get it. This is not Paul Preston making it up. This is not fake news. This is real news. We have been talking about this real news for days. People are just getting caught up with it. The story is repeated again and again, the dead of night, no warning, then panic after realizing the smoke and flames were approaching. I would say that we're approaching. In most cases, this is me talking, they had already consumed the homes that these people were standing in the doorway of. A lot of people. Fleeing residents from across Northern California wine country, where at least 31 people have died in wildfires that started Sunday, complained Thursday that they had no choice from no notice from authorities that the blazes were closing in or the warnings arrived too late. Okay, so those of you that have been blogging about fake news here, where's the fake news in this story? Hello, this is, I just read to you, Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle, Sacramento Bee, now saying what I've been saying. Hello? In Sonoma County, officials used phone calls and other systems in an attempt to alert residents, but also decided against using what's known as a wireless emergency alert, a widespread message sent to cell phones in the region, sometimes compared to an amber alert for missing children. Because of its broad reach, officials concluded the message could panic people, really. I guess death at your doorway is not enough panic, right? This is criminal. This is criminal. Because of its broad reach, officials concluded, there they go again, thinking for us, right? Telling us what to do. That's what the totalitarians do, guys. The message could panic people who were not in danger, triggering mass evacuations that would snarl traffic and delay emergency vehicles, county spokesman Jennifer LaQuaque said. The alerts would have reached many people not affected by the fire, she said. It would have delayed our response. Really? It would have delayed your response. Or were you just thinking about, well, I'm not gonna go there. Communities typically use an array of emergency systems designed to alert residents of danger. Text messages, cell phones, emails, and tweets. Authorities say they will review those. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is always the rationale with the totalitarians. We did the thinking for you, and you sucked up, and you guys got screwed, and good for you, because we were doing the thinking for you. That's the way they think. But here comes the excuse. Oh, well, you know, we know that maybe there might be 200 or 300 people dead here, but that's okay. No, never mind. Just nothing to see here. Let's just move along because we did the thinking for you. We're going to do more thinking for you. And we're going to review those methods after hearing concerns that some messages never got through. That's going to make it all so good. It's going to bring all those people to life again. That's the way the totalitarians roll, ladies and gentlemen. In Santa Rosa, Christy Bell was one of the residents who said she was left in the dark. She learned about the fires from neighbors who woke her up and woke her family up at 4:30 a.m. Monday and urged them to flee. This is just like Oroville, which would have killed 1 million people that night had Sheriff Corey Honey not stepped in. Heroic moment. Authorities knew the fire was out of control and coming our way. We had to run with nothing. No credit cards, no identification, no clothes, no nothing, she said. Thank God she came out alive. That's me. Her daughter was called by college classmates, but Bell said there was no sign of police or firefighters in her neighborhood. Now, you know, I get really, now when you start throwing this little mix in, ladies and gentlemen, about the fire, when you start throwing this in, oh, how did the fire get started? Huh. What about the weather? Where'd those 80 miles an hour winds come from? And then all of a sudden the fire's just, shazam, 64 fires as documented by Breitbart, started within less than a few hours. What's up with that? And then people start dying in their homes. And by the way, oh, we aren't going to warn them either. Authorities knew the fires were out of control and coming our way. We had to run with nothing. No credit cards, no identification, no clothes, no nothing, she said. Some people. Talk to a relative. And I got to tell you, I talked to a relative, a person who died last night. Not easy for me. An individual in their family was running down the street to try and get away from the flames. He died. They got away. Superheated air killed him. He dropped in his tracks. He's in the middle of the street. That's what goes on. That's what they play with. This is how these people are rolling. This is Jerry Brown. It's his Office of Emergency Services. This is the deal, guys. This is the deal about Jerry Brown. He's a monster. Plain and simple. He's a megalomaniac, and we have to do something about it. He has done nothing with the Offices of Emergency Services here except bring in a mindset. And this is why my friend, who the former district attorney, said it's criminal. And he's up in arms. Because it's the mindset of the emergency services people to not tell you just exactly what happened in Oroville. And this is why when people say, and you listen to the speech, not by me, you listen to Corey Honey. Tell it like it is. You can go listen to the... we did a YouTube. I was there at the meeting. I recorded it. It's called Heroic Decision. That's the name of the YouTube title. If YouTube keeps it up. They were 1 hour away from the dam coming down in Oroville. And Corey Honey jumped in on it and said, wait a minute, what's going on here? And they said, well, you know, we got this problem, Sheriff. But listen, before we talk to you, I'm going to go over here and meet with some more people for 15 minutes, suck up 15 minutes, and then we're going to come back and tell you what's going on. What is with that mindset? And that's why my friend, the district attorney, called me. He wanted to know what, he said, what is it in Jerry Brown's administration that causes that kind of thinking to cross now? All the emergency services, delay, delay, delay. That is Jerry Brown's leadership. Nobody else's. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's Jerry Brown. He's the guy who's in for a fourth term. How did he get in for four terms, by the way? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Jerry Brown. We're covering this story in Napa and Sonoma, Mendocino, and Yuba counties, in which there's been a number of fatalities by some very, very unusual fires that were created. And the fire storm that came rushing through various communities there in Sonoma County, wine country, of course. And what potentially could amount to be a sizable number of deaths. Now, right now, the number is pegged at 31. That's way too many to begin with. There should be none. But what we're finding out, and it's interesting because this is where it really piqued my interest. I mean, it piqued my interest because, you know, I used to do safety planning and stuff like that. I get it. You got interagency activity, all that stuff. Office of Emergency Services by the governor, Jerry Brown. That's his job. That's why he has that bureaucracy, right? What's wrong with the bureaucracy? Maybe it doesn't work. Go figure. Maybe everybody's just really into just reporting to their job every day and typing into their computer, looking at their cell phone, getting all their little entitlements, getting $200,000 a year, and getting all their great retirement benefits. Oh, I'm on the dole with the government. Oh, nothing to see here. It's just me getting a lot of money. And, oh, it's okay if a few people die every once. That's just to be expected. That's just part of the game, isn't it? People die in disasters. And after all, I am in charge of emergency services, right? That's just I'm just acting out here, the typical bureaucrat that might be working in the Office of Emergency Services, and who might say, oh, well, you know, Jerry Brown, he's, you know, I see him and he comes into the office over there at the old Air Force base. Oh, yeah, that's where it is, right? See, because I've been there. Gee. I know what goes on there. These bloated bureaucracies of California. I know what the deal is. Why do you think there's a movement now for New California, the new California state movement? Hello, I don't know why. Maybe because if you are a bureaucrat and you're in New California, you'll be a hell of a lot more responsive than you are as a bureaucrat in California. That's my point. Because bureaucrats in New California will be the servants of the people. And what you have right here is a classic example where the people are the servants of Jerry Brown. I think they're called serfs or something like that. If you are going to be a bureaucrat in New California, you will serve the people. The people will not serve you. And if you think that that's going to be the mentality, don't even bother applying for a job in New California. And if you are a holdover as we make the transition to New California, Well, you better straighten up and fly right or be gone. We will not tolerate this kind of insanity in New California. That's just the way it's going to be. We are not about watching our citizens burn, which is apparently, or being flooded out, drowned, or being torn up in a tidal wave of water that would come down with all this debris and everything. Like Orville, right? And I'm just so glad. I feel so confident. By the way, speaking of Orville, I am so happy that what we're seeing in Orville right now, my God, is just... We're going to feel so much safer when all the rains happen in the next several days. I mean, after all, you're supposed to have this whole project done here by the 1st of November. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. But that's okay. Listen, it's a big project. I get it. And these guys that are up there working and getting a lot of money, I might add, which is good for them. They deserve every dime they get. Those workers out there, listen, those guys are out there working in 113, 14, 15 degree weather to get this done. I support these guys 110%. I support their unions. Now, you'll never hear me say that, right? No, not true. They know they're under the gun, and they're trying to get the job done. Get her done, yes, they're doing it. And I support them. So don't go there with me on that one. But why are they fixing that part of the dam and not the head gates? The biggest problem on the dam is the head gates. That's the biggest problem. They're not fixed. Oh, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Really? The latest report that came out slammed the Department of Water Resources and said one of the biggest problems you have is the green spot. Oh, identified by where? Agenda 21 radio. Right here. I hiked up through the woods there to take the picture. The green spot that they did not want me to take, I took it. And that's one of the number one problems, water going through a earthen dam. Yeah, that's a problem. And it's still there. It's still persistent. Have they fixed it? No. But the other problem, as we found out, was those head gates. And what happens if one sticks open or you can't get them to go up? Then you have another overtopping incident like you had on the 11th of February. And I was there on top of the dam, by the way. I'm on the right place at the wrong time. That's my point, ladies and gentlemen. There's no concern for you as a citizen. And even this situation with the dam. By the way, it's been an interesting watch. If you go back and look at the archives, and before they start taking them down from the Department of Water Resources, all their little visits, or editing them, all their little visits that they made to all the towns and community, reassuring that everybody, it's going to be safe. And that green spot, well, today's story is X, Y, and Z. Tomorrow's story is going to be, well, maybe L and M and R, maybe that's the story. And then all the tours, all the little visits that they went to in the communities, they had a different story at each one for the green spot. A different story. Now, I don't know about you, I call that lying to the public. And that's a strategy, actually. That's a strategy I learned about in the education system and some of the bureaucrats. It was actually at a state education department meeting I learned about the strategy. Why don't we just tell one community one thing and another community another thing? That way we just don't have to tell them what's going on. That was actually posed to me in a meeting in the State Department of Education one time. I said, what? That's the way they think, and that's the thinking down there. Yes, I've seen it myself. So this is what's the thinking here? Oh, well, we're going to go back and we're going to check our records, and we're going to make everybody feel good that we had this meeting about all these people dying. It wasn't our fault, of course, no. It wasn't our planning. It wasn't our lack of planning or our decision-making process to keep people safe. Oh, no, that wasn't the issue at all. But, you know, the families of the 31 dead right now don't mind, right? We'll straighten it out. And Jerry Brown, no big deal. You shouldn't have lived there anyway. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. website. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The article is called No Emergency Alerts Issued. Draws complaints in fast-moving wildfires, you think? It's up on Agenda 21 Radio, you can see that. Okay, Harvey Weinstein. We got just a second here, I want to tell you. I got to admit to you, I'm a little out of sorts because I'm out of sync. I'm not drinking my coffee when I get it, and then when I get it, I pick it up. It's cold. It's cool. It's not piping hot. So I'm a little out of sorts. Now, this next hour, I'll make sure that when I go to get a cup of coffee, or somebody's going to hand me one here in a second, we're brewing off another fresh brew of Agenda 21 coffee. Listen, I'm getting requests for Agenda 21 Radio coffee. We'll get to see about that. Anyway, I get a little bit out of sorts because, you know, I get out of sync. And normally I have, just before, you know, I go on the air and talk, I have a couple swallows. I'm going, oh, man, that's really good. But, you know, because I'm so excited today because of these stories and everything like that, I'm out of sync and I don't get to it until after I have my discussion and it's cold. So I'm taking care of that. Anyway, Harvey Weinstein, we're going to get a little bit into that. The culture war is exploding right now, and this is a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're reporting it, because it absolutely has something to do, everything to do, with United Nations Agenda 21, and we report that. Trump Obamacare explosion. A wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio still. So remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@821r.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional. Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.